Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up, everybody? We are the Junkies, coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan this Monday morning. You can check us out on TV on NBC Sports Washington as well. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, March 23rd, 2020. I'm John-Paul Flame in the studios here at 1015 Half Street. Valdez and Drab working the board, running the phones. Believe we have two out of the other three junkies remotely accessible right now. Jason was trying to work the Comrex in Ashburn. Apparently, oh, that's not working. He is driving here to D.C., I believe we have EB, who is in Kensington.
What happened? Is the internet stopped working?
Apparently the Comrex isn't working. I heard Drab theorize maybe he just left it on the whole weekend and burned it out. I don't know. We have no idea. He's remote. And I believe we do have Cakes in Olney, who I saw on Friday in Olney. What's up, Cakes?
Hey, what's up, Ricky? Your boy is here, though I'm still trying to get into the Zoom chat room at this point. So that's a work in progress.
Well, nobody invited me. How come no one invited me?
I got zero invites over here. Zero.
Where's my invite?
Because we have a host who doesn't even have a working microphone. So give me a few minutes. We'll get it working.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, that's down the list of priorities. We are on the air. We're on NBC Sports Washington. You want to check us out on TV. And there are tons of ways for people to listen at home. Go to thefandc.com. Everything from Waze to Google Home to Amazon Echo and Alexa. There are a million ways to listen to the show, so we appreciate it.
We
want to be a diversion. I believe Jason will be here in an hour, so he's going to be doing the show.
Let me just say, I do appreciate that JP brought me the Comrex. I guess that was Friday.
Yes,
right. That's for those who have never used one. The first time you see it, it's a very intimidating piece of machinery because, first of all, it comes in a briefcase. It looks like the nuclear football, like the president lugs around. Okay, then you pop it open, and it's a billion wires. It looks like it was built in, like, 1968. It looks outdated and intimidating both at the same time. But actually, after about 3 minutes, I had it up and running. It couldn't have been easier. Just plug in a few things. You plug it into the back of your modem, and you're good.
Is it possible Jason left his on the entire time and forgot to turn it off? He probably did.
That's Drab's theory.
Probably
did. I don't know.
If he burned that out, that's allegedly, when it's new, a 5K machine.
Well, let me just say this. There's no chance this machine is anything near new. Okay, look at it. Look at this. Right. Look at this hoopty. This thing looks straight out of the early 70s.
Yeah, I mean, you're plugging into an Ethernet.
Yeah, I mean, come on. If this thing is worth $5,000, then the house I'm living in is worth $2 million.
By the way, Pickle, I did not leave it on all weekend.
Oh, there you are.
So just zip it.
Oh, I thought you were driving in. We got you.
Well, it wasn't working properly, but I just unplugged everything and plugged it all back in.
You notice how hard Jason works at the threat of driving into work.
Right. All of a sudden, it's working great.
I'm doing everything
all of a sudden,
he can
troubleshoot a Comrex.
By the way, I know we all knew this, so I went to see Cakes. We kept our social distance. We talked for a few minutes.
Yes.
But I went to see Cakes on Friday because, you know, his son came back from Spain, landed at the airport in New York, and has been self-quarantined in his basement for a week. So we thought, you know what, probably smart for Cakes to stay home for another week. And every time I go to your house, I get on that main road where your house is on, and I always forget exactly where your house is.
Right.
And I always forget if it's before the school or after the school if I'm coming from Bowie Mill Road, right?
Yeah.
And so it's after the school. I now know that. But I'm looking for the houses. I'm like, oh, that's not his house. I don't have your address memorized, right? And then I simply knew exactly where Cakes was because he had not one, not two. He had three Jeep Cherokees lined up in the driveway.
That's right.
I mean, it's unbelievable. And then he told me he had another one in the garage. He has four SUVs. I've never seen anything like it.
Hey, Ricky, your boy over here is the Farish family. I've got a fleet in my driveway. You know this.
I understand
that. At least you're green.
I understand that.
Bunch of gas guzzlers.
I thought that maybe you'd sprinkle in a sedan.
No, I don't do hybrids. I don't do sedans. All I do is I burn fossil fuels to the ground. Kind of like I'm burning my 401k by having all my money in stocks.
You had to bring that up, didn't you?
Well, I mean, the futures are just pointing straight down. So how can I not bring it up?
I told everyone in D.C., we're going to be below 5,000 on the Dow in about 2 months.
No, we're not.
You watch.
There'll be a rebound at some point. It might just take a few years.
Yeah, it might take a while.
Okay. You have to remain a long-term investor.
We'll be working till we're 80.
Right.
Well, let's hope. Sorry, I apologize for bringing up a sore spot at 6:05.
But Cakes' driveway was amazing. I told him, I was like, if you're looking for me, I'm the non-Jeep Cherokee.
That's right.
What colors do you have? What color scheme do you have over there, Cakes?
All right, let's see. I saw the white one, right? I will go model year by model year. I have a 2014 Jeep Grand Cherokee. That, I believe, is a charcoal gray. Right.
I like that. Cool
then I have a 2016 Cherokee. That's a little step down from the Grand. That's white.
Right.
I have a 2018 Grand Cherokee. That is I believe the factory name is Pearl Blue.
Nice.
And then I've got a 2018 Compass. That is my son's vehicle. And that vehicle is black.
Nice. Excellent, Cakes.
How is the son doing? And I guess this is going on day 8 or so of his quarantine in the basement.
He's doing okay. I mean, he's doing as well as you could think for somebody who's...
Is he complaining?
Not really. He's taking it pretty well. I mean, I'm sure he's going stir crazy at times. I mean, he has gotten out a few times. Like, he's been in the backyard like twice. He went for a walk, a social distancing walk with us yesterday. We stayed about 6 feet away from everybody around the neighborhood. But he's doing okay. He's hanging in there, and he's got, what, 6 days left on the 2-week quarantine?
And he's fine, no symptoms,
quarantine.
Nothing, right?
No symptoms, but, you know, we know how this thing works. You can have it without any symptoms. So the best move is to keep him away, and hopefully we all stay safe that way.
Right.
It irritated me on Friday. We went to a park, and we did our social distancing thing. I think I got it down. I think I was perfect on social distancing this week. And so we went, and Isabella had her scooter, and we went to this park. And I walked by a basketball court, jam-packed. Jam-packed, and it just totally ricked me. It was mostly teenagers playing pickup basketball. I didn't say anything, but my wife and I were looking at them like, what are these people thinking? And
it's,
I guess, it doesn't just have to be teenagers, because the Rand Paul thing drives me nuts. This is a senator who's dealing with this, going to a gym with other senators after he took a test. So he had some symptoms to take a test, and he's going to a pool, and he's going to the gym with other guys.
Well, that's butt selfish.
But he didn't
Can
know
you be
that
more
he,
selfish?
He didn't know that he had it at the time,
but he had taken
a
test.
He took the test and just waiting results.
I understand that, but once you take the test, you absolutely should be socially distant at that point.
Well, if you're feeling bad, I would think. But I told you last week, most people don't care. They don't take it as serious as we do.
No, that's why you see all these... a large percentage are. But
really? You see all the people. You see all the people walking around looking at the cherry blossoms.
Cherry blossoms. Well, I told you they're stupid, but I still think overall, all you got to do is look at the streets. I mean,
absolutely.
Look at Times Square. I mean, most of the country is paying attention.
Well, Times Square is different because they're ordered to stay in.
Well, the ones that aren't are jumping out at you.
By the way, I wouldn't go look at the stupid cherry blossoms if there wasn't a worldwide pandemic going on. What is so special about some stupid flowering trees?
They're
going
to
make me sneeze
people
for a week.
People come from all
That's
over the
so
world
dumb.
To see those.
That's the dumbest thing ever. People were getting ticketed because they couldn't park down there. They're parking like double parking on bridges. They thought they were going to get ticketed and towed. You know what? I'm glad they got towed. I hope they had to pay $1,000 to get their car out.
By the way, I need to say something because we're having some technical difficulties on the TV side. Those that are watching on TV apparently can't hear Cakes' voice. So they're hearing correct. 3 out of 4 junkies.
Okay.
Hang in there. Yes. We're going to figure things out. And as I said at the top, a lot of ways you can listen to the show. If you're driving your car, obviously you can listen to the show. If you're at home, you can stream the show. You can go to radio.com, use the app. And there are a million ways to listen. Hang in there. We appreciate that you're checking us out. We want to be a diversion for you. It's not going to be all coronavirus for 4 hours. EB's guy, JJ the Boss, is going to join us later in the show.
Well, you think I'm not going to talk corona with JJ? Of course I'm
gonna. Understand that, but he's got a new season of Street Outlaws to promote. So we do need entertainment.
I don't think you need to keep qualifying it. The fact of the matter is we're all living in a world of corona. It's unavoidable. We'll mix it up like we always do, but it is what it is. You can't avoid it.
It's prison.
It's unavoidable.
Is what it is.
Yeah. Also, yeah. Chris Russell's going to join us at 7:20 with the latest on the Redskins.
Did they do anything over the weekend?
Nothing
well,
in terms of
Quentin
a signage.
Dunbar.
Yeah, that's the big deal.
I saw that.
And to give credit to Daniel Snyder, he's opening up FedEx for, I don't know if it's up and running now, but he's opening up FedEx in the parking lot eventually to have the drive-through testing.
Hey, please be better, by the way. Don't do the hacky jokes that crowds are finally going to show up at FedEx Field. Come on, be better than that.
We're so jaded that someone, when I tweeted that, and I said, respect. You know, at some point, you got to give the guy some credit if he does something good. And then people are telling me, yeah, but he's still charging $50 for parking. And he's such a douche that I actually thought that was true for a second.
I know, I did doubt it.
You had to question it.
Yeah, I had to think about it. And I was like, nah, there's no way you can do that. You know, but, yeah. Anyway, you got to give him credit for that.
Absolutely.
No doubt. Yeah. So, I don't know.
I thought we were doing the zoom today.
Yeah, we're supposed to, but I guess they were panicked because you couldn't get your thing working.
Oh, okay. So it's my fault.
See, here's the thing that Drab, I think Drab understands. Hold on, JP. I think the one thing that Drab knows this, but we got to get some sort of video going because it's easier for us to see each other when we communicate.
Correct.
So who cares if it's, you know, obviously we want it to be on NBC Sports Washington, but we should always have a backup if we're having an issue just so we could see each other.
Although we're doing pretty well.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're great.
Yes, correct.
Right.
You speak
right.
The truth.
Right. Thank you. Of course I do. I didn't really pay that much attention to the sports world, to be honest with you. I know that they're shopping Quentin Dunbar. I know that they're trying to force the Olympics to happen, but Canada's already pulling out. Every country's going to pull out, so they're going to have the Olympics with no countries.
Well, how can you have the Olympics with no countries participating?
You can't.
No, of course, you're not going to have. They're going to postpone it.
They're going to end up canceling that. The NFL draft's going to be, I don't know, if it's going to be online or it's going to be in some studio somewhere.
It's going to be a TV show.
It's going to be awful.
Don't go through the entire sports page. We're going to do that coming up next, Jason.
Well, that's it. I mean,
there are a couple other stories in there.
You know, what else is there?
Jamal Murray's having fun.
I saw that video before it was taken down.
Oh, you did?
You did.
You're the tip of the spear?
You breakdown.
You and Valdez probably zoomed it together. Probably chatted and zoomed it.
As soon as I saw, I saw the story earlier in the day, and then later I said, wait a second, this is right up Valdez's alley.
Yeah,
so I texted him and I said, I have faith in you, brother. And about 3 minutes later, he shipped me the link.
I mean, Valdez still has the dong shot of Tiger that nobody has. It's been scrubbed from the internet.
Hey, Valdez, did you screen grab the Jamal Murray?
I did not record my screen. I have it in my brain, though, if I want to rewatch it.
Right. Mental right, rewind.
So, yeah. You know what? Scene one, seen them all.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. We've got Cakes and Olney.
Yes.
EB in Kensington. Jason in Ashburn. I'm here in D.C. We'll come back. We'll open up the Junkies sports page. We are live this Monday morning, March 23rd. Keep it here. The Junkies on the Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Coming to you live this Monday morning. It's JP in D.C. We have Jason Bishop in Ashburn.
Yeah.
Cakes in Olney.
O-Town checking in.
And E. Bizzle in Kensington.
Morning.
What a world we are living in.
This is just, I still wake up every morning, fellas, and I'm thinking to myself, I can't believe what's happening. And it's getting worse. I can't believe that what's happening to this globe. I mean, how do you guys feel about it?
No, it's just weird. It seems like end of times type
really
of days
does.
That we're living through.
It feels
this point.
Like, Cakes, I said this last week, it feels like we're in I Am Legend.
Right. I mean, there aren't the dark seekers running through the streets yet, but it has that sort of vibe to it. It's eerie. You know, it's just kind of like there's less traffic, there's less people around. Though when the weather gets nice, you know, you see people out like walking their dogs.
And here's the other thing.
Riding
Eric,
their bikes.
Eric, you could chime in on this. Eric, you there?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I know that Trump and everyone's doing what they can, and each state has made their own decision to shut down, or each city.
Right.
But at some point, I mean, you can't just shut down a country of 330 million people for that long. At some point, they got to make a decision.
Yeah.
So when
you got to wait the 15 days, and they're going to reevaluate.
Right.
I think it'll probably go a little longer.
Yeah.
And then I think, you know, at some point they're going to have to move on. Now, listen, you want to pray for something? Pray for the New York trials where Governor Cuomo is trying this hydroxychloroline or whatever in these Z-Pak that's been successful in some other countries. Pray that they're going to start those trials tomorrow. And it's not just like 10 or 12 of them. They have like some of those pills, they have like 750,000 of them,
right.
You know, 70,000 of them.
Right.
So they're going hard.
Yes.
And we should know in a week or so if those are starting to have an impact. And if they do, we might be in a much different spot. If we don't, then we're still sort of in a waiting game.
Right.
The world will change for you, Jason, when that curve flattens. And right now we're still on that trend line moving up where you're seeing the number of deaths double almost every day or two and things like that. When that flattens out, then you're going to have some hope.
Well, they said all along, you're not going to see anything until at least 14 days.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, I wouldn't even pay attention to it. It is what it is. There are some reports out there that they think this thing might have been out in, like, October. And they're just tapping into it now. People are complaining of weird pneumonias. I've been sick since September. And I know it. I mean, it's just true. I know it, various sicknesses. I've had the flu. At one point, they said I had bronchitis. But that was just, they listened to my chest. And I, you know, for a couple months there, I was using an inhaler. And
right.
I never use an inhaler.
Right.
I remember going for a run, I couldn't breathe.
I mean, when they diagnosed,
so who knows?
They diagnosed me with the flu back in February. But who knows? I could have had corona.
Could have had corona, too.
All of us could have had it at some
they
you
just didn't know how
way,
to recognize
shape,
it.
Or form.
Yeah.
You just don't know. Because you weren't tested.
The only good thing is, and there is no good out of it. I mean, obviously, the little silver linings. But so far, and of course they keep sort of accelerating, the death toll, even though around the world, is not outrageous compared to what you might think
it would be
5 months into this. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Although I saw in China that they were beating down, literally physically beating down citizens who would not wear the masks. And then the people who they knew were positive for corona, they were locking them in their own homes. Did you see that? See that video?
I don't doubt it. My son
it's a
told
bit
me
extreme.
That my son told me that they were shooting some people.
Right. I'm not surprised.
Yeah, if you were so sick, they just shot you.
Well, here, and I'm looking
at
I've got a couple TVs on here in the studios, and I just saw in the background them showing pics of the sandbars in Florida and Miami.
What are people thinking?
Florida.
Governor has been very slow to respond to this. He doesn't want to shut down the beaches. He wants some of the economy going. And just
economy?
People are idiots.
What economy is he talking about? The economy is at a complete standstill. He thinks people are going to go to his stupid Clearwater Beach.
Well, they are.
I know. It's crazy.
Here's the thing, though, Cakes. Retail is dead right now. There's no question about that.
Outside of grocery stores is dead.
Mm-hmm. Everyone else is working from home.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people. Now, there's blue-collar jobs, obviously. They're not necessarily working. I got a guy that's going to trim my trees and cut down trees and stuff. They're not even working right now. But think about all the people that are working from home, and there are a ton of them.
Well, I think that the construction here, you guys know that here at 1015 Half Street, there's construction at every corner. It still seems to be going on, but it seems to be a little bit less and less.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think their rationale is, well, we're outside. But I saw those guys when I was last in D.C. on Wednesday when I was driving home, and I thought that's kind of strange because they're outside, but they're all, you know, kind of close to each other building these buildings, you know?
Outside on the sidewalk out there, they're smoking and joking, laughing, high-fiving each other.
Yep.
It's a nightmare, dude.
It's true.
They don't care at all. Whatever
there's so many people.
You know what?
Does not care.
There's people that care and people that don't care. And I'm in the people that care category because I haven't seen anybody outside of my own family in like 10 days.
Well, Cakes said, I noticed this when I went to see Cakes. The other thing is Cakes lives right by Norbeck Country Club.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a country club or a muni,
it's a country
whatever
club.
It is.
Yeah, yeah.
You live right by Norbeck.
Sure.
And I saw so many donks, and it tilted me, and we gave Jason a hard time. It tilted me how many people were playing golf and in the same cart.
Right.
And I saw, I'm telling you, because for whatever reason, a lot of times when I've gone to Cakes's, I can't really see the golf course that well, depending on, you know, where the leaves are or whatever. I could see so many donks in carts together. Pulling the pin, Codgers, dude. That's the thing.
Which golf course?
Norbeck. Old guys sitting together. They're the most vulnerable. And we're old guys. These guys were, you know, granted, I'm hundreds of yards away, but they appear to be 70, 80 years old out there. And I'm like, what are they thinking?
Maybe I could say this. My, you know, our buddy Tom Healy owns Blue Mash of Waverly Woods.
Mm-hmm.
And they're strict. Only one person per cart.
Good.
You're not allowed to touch the pins. The clubhouse is closed.
How can they monitor that, touching the pin? They can't monitor that.
Well, that's what you're told. Now, some places are pulling the pins and you're just hitting the open greens.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that. I don't think people are dying to touch the pin. I think people are okay with putting in this circumstance.
Oh, yeah.
Even when there's no pandemic,
nobody wants to pull the pin.
I know you like to pull the pin, so do I. But during the global pandemic, I'm okay to putt to it.
I would be okay, too. But JP's point is there are people out there that just aren't following rules.
Well, I don't think they're aware. I think a lot of society, to be somewhat fair, a lot of society are ignorant about a lot of this.
It's pretty hard to be ignorant at this point.
You would think.
Pretty hard.
But why is there a full court, I'm telling you, playing
they
basketball.
They just have decided they don't care. They're young and dumb.
In Gaithersburg, it looked like, you know, typically like a nice run. It was
JP,
a full court, 10 guys.
It's the same mentality as the spring breakers in Florida that we saw the video of a few days ago who were like, I don't care. I paid for this trip 2 or 3 months ago. I'm going to party on the beach. I just don't care. That's the mentality that I guess that they're embracing.
And now those guys are all starting to test positive.
Of course they are.
And that's what gets me about the Rand Paul situation. So he's a senator. He knows better. He's plugged in. He's on intel committees. He knows what's going on out there, right? He knows that in certain states, maybe it's not in every state, they shut down gyms a long time ago. And he's going in the pool after a test?
Yeah, but you know what? Maybe Rand Paul's kind of like the junks at him when he goes to meetings. He kind of just does. He just zones out, doesn't pay attention, just wants it to be over. Maybe that's part of his deal. I don't know.
Well, one would hope that he's not. He ran for president.
Who would know? You would know that. I mean, who knew that Rand Paul ran for president? Come on.
Well, I mean, 4 years ago,
a lot of people,
15 guys ran for president.
I knew
a couple of women.
And I don't give a crap.
Right. All right, boys, let's get off this for a second. I'll open up the Junkie Sports page. A little bit later, I actually want to go through with you guys, and we can just go version of yay or nay on the top 25 remaining free agents in the NFL and whether you'd be interested if you're as part of the Redskins.
Yep.
Yay or nay on the top 25 remaining free agents. But let's get to a little sports news with the Junkie Sports page.
Okay, Richie.
We'll start with the NFL draft. So they are definitely thinking of every different angle as to how they're going to do the NFL draft. Right now, it is set to be on April 23rd through the 25th in Vegas, but Vegas is on lockdown. They think that that's probably unlikely.
Not happening
so
in Vegas.
What they're planning to do, at least they're talking about it, is just making it a good old-fashioned studio show. And I don't know whether the players would be there. They maybe go. I'm sure they could do this all remotely, right?
They're probably going to do it. They're probably all going to jump on Zoom, kind of like the Junks at this point. I mean, you just can't have it like you've had it in the past. We've seen the crowd shots of, you know, when they've been in Nashville with hundreds of thousands of people. Obviously, you can't do that with the way, you know, you're trying to practice social distancing in 2020. So I guess you just have to make the best of it and do a studio show and have guys video in when they're picked. And
that's exactly what happened. Right.
Yeah.
And they might have shots of the war rooms, although aren't you supposed to be less than 10 people in these rooms? There's probably going to be 30, 40, 50 people in these rooms, in these war rooms.
You just have to spread them out. You have to have three war rooms and video link them all together, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's possible. I'm now looking at a screen with all of you donks, we can all see each other right now, so they could probably figure it out.
Is Drabby going to put that big TV back up? I'm sized for him, too.
I'll work on it during the break.
Thank you.
Other NFL news. Of course, the Redskins could use a wide receiver. The Falcons, who have some damn good receivers in Calvin Ridley and Julio Jones, they've taken a flyer on former first-round pick Laquon Treadwell, who's most recently with the Minnesota Vikings.
He's nubs.
He's kind of a bum.
He's nubby. He's a big-time first-round bust. Was he picked right around where Doxson was in that same draft? I believe he was.
Well, yeah, he's
in that same range.
I think he's entering his fifth year. The Vikings declined his fifth-year option. In 53 career games, he's caught 65 passes.
So he's good for about like 1.08 catches per game, roughly.
Man, I thought he was going to be good, too, man. He was a really good player in college. Like you said, first-round pick.
Mm-hmm.
He was picked number 23 in that 16 draft, Cakes.
And but wasn't Doxson like 21 or 22? I think they were around the same range.
All right, but he's a complimentary piece because you've got Jones, you've got Ridley. Think about that offense, at least at the skill positions. So you've got Matt Ryan, a guy who's won the MVP at quarterback. You've got Julio Jones and Calvin Ridley at wide receiver. They traded for Hayden Hurst at tight end. And remember, they signed Todd Gurley.
Correct. Yep, they're going all in, aren't they? This might be Dan Quinn's last hurrah, especially with the GM there, Dimitroff. So I think the owner said, all right, I'll give you what you want, make it happen this year, and they're certainly trying with these big names. I mean, Gurley's a big name. Cakes, I said last week, if Gurley can stay healthy, that might be the best free agent acquisition so far.
Yeah, I don't mind it as a relatively cheap, what did he sign for, about $5 million, can make six with incentives. And if he can stay healthy, that's the key for him. I mean, he was a guy who smashed into the wall health-wise last year and wasn't out on the field.
Right, so, but he still had 14 touchdowns.
Yeah, he still had a nose for the end zone, no doubt.
He had 14 touchdowns in a year where he wasn't healthy.
Right.
Who sent us the list of like the best available free agents? It's a pretty lame list.
I sent it. We're going to go through that. Maybe in the next segment we'll go through the top 25 remaining free agents.
Yeah.
That's from profootballtalk.com.
Yeah.
So we'll get into that coming up at 6:45. The Patriots, what are they going to do at quarterback? Well, they signed Brian Hoyer. I don't know if that's all they're going to do. Brian Hoyer is back with the Patriots. His contract is for $1.05 million. He's making $2 million from the Colts, who released him on Saturday. So he'll be making up to $3 million. Hoyer returns for his third stint with the Patriots, joining Jared Stidham, who was a fourth-round draft pick, and they actually have Cody Kessler on the roster.
Well, he's garbage. Don't even consider Cody Kessler. I mean, he's like a camp body at this point.
I mean, do they really think Stidham is the guy?
I don't know. Maybe
I would have thought
Belichick.
They would have. They've already said that they're not interested in Dalton.
Right.
Who knows about Winston? And they go out and sign Hoyer. I mean, Hoyer's terrible.
Is Cam out there yet?
Yeah, Cam's still out there.
Well, you have to trade for Cam right now.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
Maybe they're waiting for Cam to hit the open market.
Probably just waiting for Cam to be released.
Right.
Carolina is going to realize that the market for him is soft unless somebody comes out of left field with a good offer and just probably release him. People are playing the waiting game there.
By the way, how's that hot market for Trent Williams?
Yes. Not very hot.
Yes.
Exactly.
Rudy Gobert, he's offering an update on his health and on one particular struggle that he's facing amid his coronavirus diagnosis. The Utah Jazz center took to Twitter on Sunday to reveal that he had lost his sense of smell and taste.
Oh, that's hurting.
Adding that he's not been able to smell anything for the last 4 days.
Of course, well, you'd rather lose smell than taste. Smell is the one you can get rid of the easiest.
But they kind of go hand in hand, and it also is kind of a standard cold symptom.
Right.
Yeah. Not to diminish it. I don't want the Rona, but, you know, I think that's happened to all of us.
Well, when I was sick, I didn't want to eat anything.
Yeah. Yeah. It depends. Yeah, some sicknesses you have no appetite.
Right. Oh, that's no joke.
Nearly 10 days have passed since Major League Baseball suspended operations in response to the spread of the coronavirus. A Blue Jays exec, Mark Shapiro, held a conference call on Sunday, and they were talking about the possibilities of if and when they can move to the season. And he says that they're going to need another 4 weeks of spring training. Oh, so yeah. It won't be like they get back to business and play any games anytime soon. They'll need another four weeks of spring training.
Yeah, the pitchers aren't going to be ready.
Yeah, it's got to start all over again.
Yeah, I mean, that's a total disaster.
Is that the same Mark Shapiro that worked for Dan Snyder at Six Flags, sweeping up cigarette butts and getting paid like $8 million a year?
No, it's a different one, actually. That Mark Shapiro, I believe, is working with The Zone or whatever you call that. DZN, whatever you call that.
Okay, gotcha. The Zone, yeah.
I think it's The Zone. I don't know.
Yeah. Joe Buck. Typically, this time of year, you'd hear a lot of Joe Buck. He took to Twitter on Sunday, and he's asking for fans to send him videos that show them doing normal things around the house so that he can stay sharp during the quarantine.
Hey, Valdez,
he'll do play-by-play.
Valdez, send him the Jamal Murray video. Let him do play-by-play on that.
He's not trying to stay sharp. He's trying to stay relevant. That's what he's trying to do. Yeah. But good for him. Hey, people need, you know, something, I guess. I'm a little bit annoyed by all of the, and maybe I'm just because I've been cooped up, but all of the, like, push-up videos and, you know, I think Mike Wise, God bless him, he tagged me. He wanted me to put my top five favorite movie GIFs or something. I don't have
GIFs,
one.
GIFs?
Yeah. I don't have one of those. Somebody else tagged me on, like, my five favorite jobs.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be a jerk, but I'm just not doing it.
Then don't do it.
I'm not.
Yeah, just right. Say no.
Yeah, just ignore. Just ignore.
People need content.
They need content. People are just bored. They need diversion.
Really,
I get it.
And speaking of content.
I don't know what you guys did Saturday, but I actually watched, and I told myself I wasn't going to do it, but I watched Duke Kentucky from 1992 at the Spectrum in Philly.
It's a great game.
You did?
Is that the one when Leitner stepped on Amanu Timberlake or whatever his name was?
Oh, yeah. I watched a good half of that game.
Did you bet on it?
How terrible was the video quality?
Oh, it was terrible.
No, right. So low def.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't stand it.
But here's what I don't understand.
There's nothing else to do.
I understand why networks are running it because there's nothing else. They're running sims of, like, NASCAR races. They're running sims of the Wizards, like, playing the Bucks. I mean, I'm supposed to watch a fictitious video game season?
Hey, let me guess. Bucks 140, Wizards 110.
You know, I think I saw the final. It wasn't that high scoring, which told me it wasn't super realistic.
Right.
But the Wizards did lose, which is realistic.
Lombardi's doing that with the tournament, right? Not doing a sim. He's just making up his own story. Storyline,
right.
with the, and it's just like, oh my God, I got to unfollow this dude.
All right, coming up next, we will go through the top 25 remaining free agents in the NFL. EB, you will be the Redskins GM. I don't think they have a GM, right? They haven't named a GM. They've got Kyle Smith kind of working in that role. Rod Rivera, coach-centric approach. So we'll do yay or nay on the top 25 remaining free agents next here on the Junkies.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional.
Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. You can check us out on TV on NBC Sports Washington. It's JP here in our DC studios, 1015 Half Street. We've got Eric in Kensington.
What's up, buddy?
Cakes is in Olney.
Hello, Rickies. I'm back.
And Jason in Ashburn.
Yep, I'm here.
There was some thought that Jason was going to have to drive here to the studios, but he did the old unplug it and reboot bit, and it worked.
The oldest trick in the book.
All of a sudden, he became tech savvy.
Well, no. So what happened was it wasn't working, wasn't booting up, and then the screen went white.
Yeah.
So I said, oh, so that's when I called Drab, and I said, something's wrong with this thing. So I unplugged everything, and I even took the battery out. And then once I put the battery back in, it booted up fine. So I was going to do everything in my power not to drive to D.C.
All right, we're going to go through the top 25 remaining free agents, but this is maybe just a jealous thing. Tell me when you normally wake up and when you woke up today. I'll start with Jason.
Well, I usually wake up at 4, and I woke up at about 5:15.
That's so sweet.
5:15, and I actually got out of bed around 5:25.
Right. Bickle?
I was anxious. I woke up at 2:45, laid in bed the whole time.
Okay, but when did you get out of bed?
I got out of bed at 5:05.
Yeah, that's far later than you usually get out of bed.
Yeah, but I literally laid there for 2 hours, 2.5 hours, because I was just anxious.
What were you anxious about?
Just
the world?
Just the world sucks.
Right.
I had a wacky dream with Governor Ehrlichman. I think it had to do with maybe like Jumps. The Rand Paul thing was in my head, and somehow we were hanging out with Governor Ehrlich, and somebody wasn't socially distanced, and we shamed them. I don't even remember what happened. All right, Cakes, when do you normally wake up? When do you
usually
get up today?
I'm up at 4:20, 4:25 today. Up at 5:10.
Yeah, that's
so
sweet.
Nearly an hour.
Nice,
JP. I had a dream last night that I was. I don't know why. Dreams are nuts. I was at dinner with Tom Brady and Giselle.
Right.
And we
wheel like a mug.
And it was my wife and I, and we were at Passion Fin.
Of course.
And we sat down, and the table was slanted.
Right.
So all the drinks were just rolling to one side.
There's so many jokes there.
And I had to fix the table and make it level so we wouldn't have to leave.
That's
a
real nightmare. You're losing your drink.
I was embarrassed.
Have you been watching Curb? A big theme in Curb Your Enthusiasm this year is about wobbly tables in restaurants.
No, I didn't watch it, but that's what happened to my dream.
At some point, it's going to come out that Jason is a minority owner of Passion Fin. I'm not sure when, like maybe 2022,
right.
2023. At some point, that's
They're
coming
still
out.
Open for business, takeout only.
I'm sure they are.
All right, so here's Pro Football Talk's top 25 remaining free agents. These are the guys that are currently on the market. This is as of the 23rd, so I think this is pretty recent. Number one is Jameis Winston.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Jameis Winston, I don't know if he's going to find a job as a starter. Would you want him as your backup, EB?
Well, he can't be a backup here because he'd win the job. So
right.
No. I only want – I mean, you know, it's just a –
But would you be okay with them winning the job? See, I think, why not? If you're not going to draft somebody and there really aren't any other good quarterbacks available,
I'm still committed to giving the kid more than 5 or 6 games to demonstrate that he can play the position. So I'm still committed to Haskins unless you have someone that is markedly better or whose upside is – markedly higher.
I got to think that Jameis Winston is a starter somewhere in the league this year.
I mean, he threw for 5,100 yards or whatever and 30 touchdowns.
He's got to land somewhere as a starter.
Maybe he's a stopgap.
It's crazy.
You know, maybe he goes to the Chargers and they draft, you know, Herbert, and he's a stopgap to Herbert
right.
or whoever.
I mean, are the Chargers really comfortable starting Tyrod Taylor? I would think not. So.
Or maybe he goes to Miami and he's a stopgap to whoever they draft. But I can't imagine he's going to be a backup anywhere.
It's all right, just, number two is Jadeveon Clowney, last with the Seahawks. I'm a little intrigued with Clowney. We talked about it a couple weeks ago because if you just decided, hey, we want, as a Redskins team, to either load up on picks, trade down, or draft somebody else, you could take Clowney instead of Chase Young and then go elsewhere with that number two pick.
I think Clowney's more of a guy like for a contender that needs that final piece pass rusher type. I just don't know if the Redskins are
I'm out
willing
on Clowney.
Or able to spend the money that they would have to get Clowney in the building.
Too much wear and tear, Cakes.
Yep.
Too much wear and tear. Who did we have on the show last week that said he doesn't even, I think it was Lombardi, he doesn't even practice during the week. He just basically plays on the Sunday.
Right.
Because he's so banged up. So I'm out. I'm out on Clowney unless he's for free.
Even if he doesn't practice, if he can come in and give me double-digit sacks, a dozen sacks, that's a guy that I have to be interested in at some point. And
yeah, but you wonder how long that's going to continue.
Sure.
He's probably looking
for that banged up.
He's probably looking for a spot where, you know, it's a team that he knows can make the playoffs and make a run too.
Right,
and he could be almost part time.
So, Cakes, you're in on Clowney?
Somewhat in, kind of in,
but everybody else out.
I'm out.
No, I wouldn't necessarily be out.
Unless
I just don't
free.
Think I don't think he'd be interested.
Yeah. All right, number three is Jets receiver Robbie Anderson.
I'm so in on him.
He intrigues me. Yeah, I know he's a headache and he's a problem, but.
But he's a blazer. If you're able to get him on the on the opposite side of Terry McLaurin, then you've got some real weapons for Haskins or whoever the quarterback is to throw to here in D.C.
Yeah. I just don't know enough about him.
So. I mean, he's a better Paul Richardson.
Yes.
Yeah, well, Paul Richardson was like
that comp's a little scary. You throw Paul Richardson into the mix. I know
better.
What you mean. I
he's
know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather have him than Paul Richardson, and he's just as fast, if not faster.
Yeah.
Number four is Titans cornerback Logan Ryan. They're actually a bunch of corners and safeties, so let me just give you a couple of the options. You've got Logan Ryan from the Titans. You have Demarius Randall, who's a safety with the Browns. Jimmy Smith, a corner for the Ravens. Those are kind of the top three secondary guys. Do you think they need to address the secondary even further than they've done so far by adding Fuller?
Well, isn't Logan Ryan considered one of the better corners in the league?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why they're not interested in him.
No, I think they are. I'm interested in him.
So if you could get Logan Ryan, absolutely. Start him on the other side.
Yeah, especially if his market is getting softer. And, you know, maybe he's not getting the money that he was seeking initially. If you can get him at a discount, sure.
So if you could have Moreau, let's assume they trade Dunbar. You have Moreau, Logan Ryan, and then Fuller in the slot. That's pretty strong.
The Dunbar thing is upsetting. When I saw that they were shopping him, that was really upsetting because – you know, they need him. And so if you, let's say you add Logan or whatever, it's kind of a wash. I mean, say he's better, but still kind of a wash. You know, I don't know. I don't like that they're shopping him. That tells me it's not good.
ProFootballTalk.com has Rashad Perryman as their number five free agent available. He's a receiver from the Bucks. I'm not that high on Perryman.
I mean, he's a speed guy. He's had flashes, but, I mean, Paul Richardson's probably done more, right? Overall.
I think they're comparable.
Am I getting him mixed up from his time with the Ravens? Wasn't Perryman here with the Skins?
Yes. He was here for a week or two or something,
And then they released him, and he actually had a decent year with Jameis slinging him the ball.
Well, he had a decent year because Evans got hurt, and I think Godwin was hurt. Weren't both those guys hurt at the end of the year last year for Tampa?
Yeah, I believe so.
So he was the only guy you could throw to. He put up some decent numbers when he was the number one.
By the way, did you guys say?
I mean, his last three games, he had 5 catches for .113, 3 touchdowns, 7 catches .102, and 5 catches .134.
Did you see the video of Mike Evans? I'm sure you guys probably saw it, of him playing Fortnite with like some 12-year-old who had no idea who he was, talking about how he had Tom Brady delivering him the ball now, and he was he was getting a little bit lit up on the Hennessy while he was playing.
Shocker.
Oh, was he? Well, who hasn't?
Pretty funny.
I mean, I bet you JP hasn't, but don't you think the there are going to be a lot of alcoholics when this is all said and done. I know I'm hitting it
every night.
In.
Count me in.
Yeah.
No,
every night, because it's how you cope.
Oh, yeah, I've had some.
I'm
running low.
I just cope. Maybe you're not?
No, I haven't had any alcohol. I just go for long walks. I've gone for like hour and a half long walks.
I do that, too. I went for 3 walks yesterday, all at least 3 miles.
Yeah. You're going to be have silly cardio, all those walks.
Well, you know,
it's not really good
Fauci,
for cardio.
Who's the most incredible 79-year-old I've ever seen in the history of mankind. He apparently, throughout his life, was like a long-distance runner. He would run like 6 or 7 miles, I think like every day. He's 79. He still at least walks 3 miles every day.
That's impressive.
Yeah, I think he takes an hour out of his day to do. Well, back in the day, it was running. Now he walks.
He looks like he's 50. You know, I mean, he looks amazing.
I think that's a stretch to say he looks 50, but he looks pretty good for a 79-year-old.
He looks like my image of 50.
Eric, I was telling JP that my next-door neighbor's kid, who's 19, he's a freshman at Purdue, he went, I'm sitting out on my front porch with my dog yesterday, and he comes outside and starts stretching. I go, how many are you doing today? He goes, probably do 10.
Crazy.
He comes back an hour and 24 minutes later, he did 15. He did 15 miles in an hour and 24.
He was running sub six minute miles, around a 5 minute.
It's like 5 and a half.
Yeah. About a 5:35, 5:40.
Is he a track star? I mean, is he running?
He runs cross country for
Purdue. Yeah, that must be it.
Yeah.
It's absurd.
You can't just go out and pump out sub 6 minute miles unless you're like on a cross country.
Dude, he ran to Reston and back.
I don't even think I could do one lap, which is a quarter of a mile, at that pace that he did for 15 miles.
Of course you couldn't.
It's unbelievable.
He's 19 years old.
By the way, he came back.
It's still impressive.
He wasn't even tired.
Right.
He wasn't even breathing hard.
Yeah.
I play pepper,
which is, I don't even know how to describe it. It's just a little passing game with my daughters in the driveway, and I'm drenched in sweat, and I'm out of breath within 5 minutes. Pepper.
Good. It's good for you.
All right. Up against a break. Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, we'll talk to our pal Chris Russell. Give us some more Redskins insight coming up at 7:20. We're the Junkies, coming to you live this Monday morning on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.